whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
You heard in the update, Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn, throwing Chris Spielman. Everybody's trying to recreate the Lions. Boy, that's a fun thing to say.
Yeah.
I mean, we are the envy of the league.
As we should be.
And how do you feel about it? 248-539-9797, losing one, two, all three of these guys. We'll get those phone calls and ticket texts in the mix. And we'll start with Will in St. Clair Shores. Will, good morning.
Hey, good morning. First of all, I'd like to say Spielman leaving is no big deal because he did his job. And what really bothers me, last year when Johnson said that he needs to stay because he had unfinished business,
yeah,
that bothers me because if we make the Super Bowl and we lose the Super Bowl, how is that not unfinished business?
Well,
and he's going to leave?
Well, I mean, we don't know. I mean, that, no we're sense. Talking about something in the future. I mean, he may have the same take.
Yeah, it bothers me. I don't want him to go to Chicago. That really bothers me. I'm thinking he would stay if we lose the Super Bowl, and I'm hoping he stays. So that's all I got to say, guys. I love your show. Thanks, Will.
I think it gets messy, though. Okay, so remember when the Lions were in the position of hiring coaches, and the last guy they hired before Campbell was Patricia, and they hired him after a Super Bowl. I'm not bringing this up to irritate anybody. Just timeline. You're waiting and waiting and waiting to make that hire until after the Super Bowl. If Ben Johnson is in the mix slash the favorite slash intends to take a job and then they lose the Super Bowl and he pulls out, does that hurt his reputation in the league?
We saw that with Josh McDaniels in Indianapolis, right? I mean, there were assistant coaches that had left jobs to join him in Indy and then he pulls out. I do think that type of situation would hurt his reputation because we also think that this is not just the only year that the Lions are going to be playing deep into the playoffs. So in future years, if he then says, well, okay, now this is the year, what organization would wait until that time
to not hire him?
I mean, that would take a gigantic leap of faith. Doesn't mean it can't happen, but yeah, it starts to whittle away. And then if the Lions all of a sudden, hey, they are, you know, out early in the playoffs or don't make the playoffs, is his name as hot as it once was?
I can't hold it against him if he leaves. Like, I want him here. We all want him here.
I don't think anybody. People would be upset, not at him, at the situation, if he leaves and goes to the Bears, because it's a division opponent. Now you got to face him. Now you're worried. What does he do with Caleb Williams? What does he do with those wide receivers? The question will be, does he want to go there with Ryan Poles as the GM? Does he want to go there with an organization that may not have the same structure or same mentality that Brad Holmes, Chris Spielman right now, Sheila have with the Detroit Lions?
248-539-9797. Phone calls and ticket texts. Let's get to Dwayne in Schwartz Creek. Dwayne, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I'm 67 years old. Obviously, like a lot of us, I've been rooting for 60-some years for this team. Maybe I'm being selfish. I am being selfish. We get a former Lion that struggled, you know, didn't win the big ones in Spielman, and he helps us to regenerate and just to do what we've been enjoying for the last 2.5 years. So I kind of want to keep the band together, especially with him being a former Lion. And I know it's asking too much, but is it possible that he would be open if Aaron left? Would he be open to defensive coordinator? And then as far as Johnson goes, I'm like everyone else. Man, can we throw enough money? Can we say you're assistant coach in waiting after Scott Montgomery? Can we do whatever it takes to keep him with us? Aaron Glenn, I understand it. but it just feels so bad that it's taken us so long, us fans, and now we're at the mountaintop, as it were, or really close to it, and now we're breaking up the band, and we like Lynn said, we haven't even got to the mountaintop. We haven't completed it, and it's just I hate to see it. We've been waiting too long for this.
Well, Dwayne, we would all love to keep the band together. It's just not realistic. When you win and you have success, parts of your organization are going to be very coveted, whether it's the front office, coaching staff, players.
I mean, this is what happens. It sucks. I think there is an element too. I mean, I grew up loving this team and watching him play. I have the respect I have for Chris Spielman rivals anybody in Detroit sports, because I know the type of person that he is. You know, we got a ticket text that he helped with the chains at a flag football game. That's who he is. You know, this is the guy that arguably put together, and you got to win a Super Bowl to you know, complete the deal here, but simultaneously was extremely highly involved in hiring a head coach and GM at the same time that look like they know what they're doing. I don't know how many times that's happened in sports where you simultaneously get the two right guys. Maybe the 49ers, you know who I'm talking about? Bill Walsh and what was the other guy's name? Carmen Policy?
Mm-hmm.
It created five Super Bowls in 14 years or whatever it was. I mean, I don't think, because look at the Cowboys. I mean, Jerry Jones did it, and then Jerry Jones got in the way.
Are you sensing Lions fans are getting kind of whiny about this?
Yeah. Oh, you know, we're having too much success now. People, when you win and you have success and you hire good people, it's a good thing that other organizations want your people. It means you hired right. It means you can do it again.
I get it. We've never been in this position, but it really sounds like people are detached from reality. Sheila could do the unthinkable and pay Ben Johnson as much as head coaches. Nobody's doing it. She could. There's no cap. It still wouldn't mean he's a head coach. Some guys want to be head coaches. You're ambitious. You want to run your own show. They can't offer that here with Dan Campbell. So for Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson, yep. I can't fault them for leaving. And fans getting all whiny. Why are they going to do interviews before we've won the Super Bowl? This is how it works for every team every year. We're just new at this. But this is not unique to Detroit. Good people are going to leave the organization because you're a great team. And I think that's great that we're the envy of the league. I don't look at this as, oh, woe is us, and oh, no, we're going to lose these guys. You have the coach of the year. He'll replace his assistants. You have the executive of the year. He'll replace his scouts and assistants. Well, like, come on, guys. It doesn't have to be doom and gloom.
It's the cost of doing business. It we talk about it on the player's side, the coaching side, when you play aggressive man coverage. The cost of doing business is that you're going to get some pass interference calls. When you play a violent brand of football, the cost of doing business is you're going to get some violent penalties. It just is. And when you are successful, other organizations are going to want to pluck off, and you have successful people. You have people that are driven to success. They're going to want to test themselves in the lead situations, whether it's head coach, whether it's a position coach that gets a coordinator job elsewhere. That's something we haven't talked about. Tanner Engstrom is a guy that we've talked about as could replace Ben Johnson. Well, if Ben Johnson stays, does Tanner Engstrom say, I'm not going to wait any longer. I'm going to take this other coordinator job that somebody is offering me? Like, that is a real thing.
248-539-9797. We're just talking through this because you're seeing more names included. It's not just the coordinators. Now it's the front office that may lose some guys. Chris Spielman interviewing with the Jets. It's 97.1.
Hey, it's the wintry driving season yet again. We actually get a little bit of snow later today, and you got to look out because there's crazy people on the roads everywhere. If you get injured in an auto accident during this or any other time of the year, you need an injury attorney that's going to be responsive to your needs and aggressive against the insurance companies. The injury attorney that you need to hire is David Femininio. You can pick up the phone right now and speak with David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH. You can always go to the web at getdavidgetpaid.com. That number, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Some ticket texts, some phone calls. Listen, Lions don't play this week. And starting today, Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson are going to be doing virtual interviews. And everybody wants to talk to them. And they're not the only ones from the Lions organization. Chris Spielman, set to interview for the Jets open general manager job. And there's clearly a domino effect. If they hire one or two, they might hire some assistants and some other personnel. And the question has just been brought up how you feel about all of this. And I feel like this is a sign that the Lions are doing things right, and it should be taken as a compliment. But I think some people feel uneasy about it. But if you have Dan Campbell and he's the coach of the year and you believe in him as a culture builder and we've celebrated this guy, and he'll hire new assistants.
Right, and some of it comes down, okay, there's a lot of different ways that you can look at this. It is, you are a coveted organization. The parts that you've put together are now working at such a high level that people want to pick apart those parts. The other thing that we're talking about is, okay, Ben Johnson, is Sheila able to pay him enough to stay? How much of it is, I want to prove myself as a head coach versus, I just want to make more money?
Well, he did say...
And it becomes about employee retention.
He did speak about the desire to be a head coach like about a month ago, maybe.
Yeah.
It is something that he wants to do, something he can't do here because...
Yeah, you're not going to be a coach in waiting because it could be a decade, it could be longer, it could be shorter, who knows?
And the same thing is with Brad Holmes. Like Spielman did his job, right, is kind of the thought. He came in here, he did not want the general manager job. He, from the shadows, helped subtly shape this culture, helped get them Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell. And if he wants to pursue a general manager job, God bless. Well, I mean, that's how it's supposed to work. You do good work and you get rewarded for it.
Well, and here's the other thing. Ben Johnson has stayed. He's interviewed before, and he's turned down interviews. Just because Chris Spielman gets this interview, he is also interviewing the New York Jets. Is he, when he goes there and has this interview, I think they'd be foolish not to offer him the job. But does he accept it because does he want to work with ownership that is in place with the Jets? Does he want to work with, or does he want to go in there and say, you know what, this is too inclusive. Like, there's way too much I'm going to have to do, and it's going to take way too long.
Well, I wonder if this is the only job he interviews for, though, because there may be other teams going, oh, I didn't realize Chris wanted to get into this, and then maybe he interviews for a different job.
This just could be the signal that says, hey, I'm going to throw up the bat signal. I'm going to interview for this one, and let's see who else calls.
Ticket Texter says, if we lose Johnson and Glenn, we're done. It's ridiculous the NFL is allowing distractions when we're getting ready for the playoffs.
Again, brand new at this. Brand new at it. How many Lions coaches have we picked off of winning organizations?
This is how it goes, guys. It's how every team operates. It's only an issue now because the Lions are good. Yeah. Like, come on, guys. And I don't think they're done if they lose these assistants. I do think they will lose continuity, which is why this year is such a golden opportunity, and it's why we've talked so much about
Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get to the phones. Jack and Macomb, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to thank you for taking my call. This is the first-time caller. I've enjoyed your show for years. I just had the nerve to actually get this off my chest. And you just hit the point about the NFL just doing this as a business. Why can't they just wait till after each team loses in the playoffs? Why can't – it's just like an off-season. Treat it like an off-season. Why do they have to – distract? And yes, the players know what's going on. Yes, all the fans know what's going on. I just think it's appalling that the NFL allows that to happen. And I just wanted your intake and input about, but why can't they just wait till after? That's all.
John, you want to go first?
Well, so, I mean, because of the schedule that the NFL has in place, where as soon as the season's over, I mean, you've got the combine, you've got free agency, you've got there's just so much going on that you have to have something in place as soon as the season's over. Now, Ben Johnson's not going to accept the job until the season's over.
Right.
And, but he has to be allowed to interview. Otherwise, he's at a disadvantage, right?
Well, he has to be allowed. And the Lions have done what they can to set parameters. They have to allow permission for this to happen, and they have done that. And I think it was basically from Thursday, which is today, through Saturday. They're on a bye week. I don't know how much of a distraction that will be.
Yeah, but they could just treat it as just a normal offseason. Like, they're not, like baseball, they're not going after the assistant coach, the pitching coach, the batting coach for the next year that, you know, if the Yankees want them or whoever. I just think the timing of it, is really, it's not appropriate, and the NFL needs to correct that. Because, look, we've done a tremendous job over the last 2 years. We have won football games. That's the winning culture that we have. Now it's like the owners are just celebrating that they just want to take whoever's hot right away. But just wait till after the season. Why they have to jump the gun? That's all. Thanks, guys.
Well, we've
Thanks
seen.
For calling,
yeah, I appreciate the phone call and want to hear from you more, John. Other leagues, when like if the Pistons fire their coach at the end of the regular season, they can go hire whoever they damn well want.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you don't have to wait until the finals are over. In hockey, basketball, football, you have to wait to accept the job if you're currently still coaching, mm-hmm. right? So, I don't know. I guess
I don't see it as a distraction. I just see it as the cost of doing business.
Yes.
And when I mean, players know, everyone in the business of football knows that next year's team, however it's constructed, players, coaches, front office, is going to be different than it is this year.
Texter says one man's distraction could be another's motivation, which is another thing to consider here, too. I mean, you're trying to put out your best game plans. You're trying to put on your best show. You're trying to win.
Yeah. I mean, do you think Aaron Glenn was motivated against Minnesota?
Yeah.
To show, especially as we get closer to people making those calls and making those decisions?
John, I wonder if you can relate to this. It says, good morning. If both our coordinators leave, it's like sending your kids to college. You'll miss them. But it's time to move on.
Well,
you recently just did this.
Yes, it's time to move on, and no one ever wants to. But it is the cycle of life. It just is. It's the cycle of life. And if I would love for the kids to be around all the time, it's not good for them. It's not good for us.
I mean, it just shows you how inexperienced we are and even more people are at this success. This is what comes with it.
Oh, and
seriously.
But we've also, okay, here's another way to look at it. It's another relationship that you have in the NFL. We know that Brad Holmes has dealt with Les Snead. Why is Jared Goff here? Why is Matthew Stafford there? Why did we get two first round picks? Why was it made a little bit easier? Maybe it's because of the relationship they have. Now, all of a sudden, not that Brad Holmes is going to try and fleece anybody. Especially if he has a relationship with them, but sometimes if Spielman goes to the Jets and he needs somebody and they have something we want, now all of a sudden that phone call's a little bit easier and it's a little bit easier to deal with.
I think some people too would look at the Jets. Why would he choose them after their owner allegedly just 3 weeks ago it came out that he was taking advice from his kids in order on who to draft because or grading right. of Madden players and all this. But you know what? Why did that leak? Why did that leak out of the Jets? Maybe it leaked out because it needed to leak out in order to create the change.
Well, but that's why I also said it's not just the Jets interviewing Chris Spielman. Chris Spielman is also interviewing them. Is this an organization that I actually want to go to?
Yeah, he's just testing them. This is what not to do, Sheila. This is how other organizations are run.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's get to Corin in Columbus. Corin, we love hearing your voice. You're on 97.1.
What's up, fellas?
Good morning.
So, to me, if we're going to keep a coordinator, it's no brainer. It's Aaron Glenn. Dan Campbell's an offensive coach. He's proven that he can, call plays successfully. At the end of the 2021 season, when we won three out of our last five games. This is Dan Campbell's offense, and with the candidates that are out there, I mean, Doug Peterson, Frank Reich, there are other guys that we can get to come in and run this offense at a very high level. I can't say the same thing for the defense. Aaron Glenn has been coaching with the bear cover. I won't say a bear cover, but definitely coaching with less than what I would say Ben Johnson has on his end of the football. So I think Aaron Glenn is definitely the more proven commodity. I mean, I don't know who we would come in and get. I think it looks like Robert Saleh is probably going to go back to San Francisco. Don't know about Eberflus, if that's a good hire or not, but I know the way that we want to play football, and it seems like the way that Dan Campbell wants to play defense is exactly the way that Aaron Glenn wants to play defense. So to me, it's clear that I would rather keep Aaron Glenn, and if we have to lose Ben, or if he goes on to greater things, that's great, but I think it would be a bigger hit to us if we lose Ben Johnson, or if we lose Aaron Glenn, sorry.
Yeah, the argument for Glenn being like, yeah, he is working with less, doing as much as he can, maybe more than most. He brought up Eberflus.
Maybe Corin should have given him more.
Maybe he should have. Eberflus, before he was the head coach in Chicago, was the DC in Indy. And both Indy and Chicago ran four-man fronts, and they didn't blitz a lot, and they played a bunch of zone. that's the opposite of what the Lions are doing.
Yeah.
I mean, they both run four-man fronts, but Aaron Glenn is man-to-man and he's blitzing. It'd be a pretty seismic shift. I assume Dan Campbell would want to hire someone who would run a similar defense, an aggressive defense to go with his aggressive offense. Maybe it's a promotion from within. If you lose Aaron Glenn, you do get comp picks. So that's the other part of this trade-off. Yeah. Ben Johnson, you wouldn't get any comp picks. And with Ben Johnson, you're losing the guy who's running the better side of the ball, the side of the ball that's going to get you a Super Bowl ring. If they're going to win a Super Bowl, it's going to be because this offense is lethal. They're both great, but I would say Ben Johnson's the bigger loss.
He does bring up a great point, though, and one that I've talked about is this is Dan Campbell's offense. This is being run by the vision of Dan Campbell. Called on game days, we believe mostly by Ben Johnson, but this is Dan Campbell's offense, and it's not like you're watching the offense and Dan doesn't cover his mouth with the play sheet as well. Like, they are talking back and forth about what to call next.
You have to be in tandem, especially with the fourth down decisions, because a lot of thirds inform fourths. We got a few more phone calls to get to. We've got Heather's news before the hour ends and the Thursday touchdown. 902, it's Dear John. It's back for the new year. It's 97.1. It's dominated the conversation today. Chris Spielman interviewing for the Jets GM job. Throw that in with Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, and they're raiding the Lions, the envy of the league. It's flattering is what it is, but you can tell a lot of people here aren't used to winning, and this is unfair. They're breaking up the band. This is what success looks like in the NFL, and we can't have it both ways. If we think Dan Campbell has built a culture, if we think he's a great leader, if he's more than a meathead, then it's going to be okay. You'd prefer to keep Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, which makes this year all that more important. But I think it's a little insulting when we think, well, like, if they lose these guys, then how are we going to function as a team? Either you believe in the culture they're building and the leadership from both Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell, or you think that they're propped up by their assistants, and I don't think that's accurate.
No, but you also have to be realistic. And I mean, I try and be a little bit more positive because I've seen coaching changes. I've seen guys come in that are actually better than what you had before, even if you lose somebody because they're good. But you also have to be realistic on the one side where people are concerned, where if you, let's just say the worst happens, where you lose your offensive coordinator and maybe he takes a couple of coaches with him. Maybe he takes Hank Fraley with him. Maybe he takes, you know, insert any assistant coach. Same thing with Aaron Glenn. And then you lose Chris Spielman. Like, there is the chance that it takes, not that you can't make a good hire, but maybe it takes a year or two to fully get back up to speed and get comfortable with player personnel, with that coaching staff. Like, there certainly will be an adjustment time. And it doesn't mean that you have to lose during that adjustment time. Maybe it doesn't look the same, but there is that possibility that it does cost you some games.
How about people pointing out on the ticket text, a couple of them, this one says, Jags need to fire Balke, hire Spielman, and then hire Ben Johnson. And another person says, it could be that Spielman and Ben Johnson end up somewhere together because of Ben's rumored requirement of wanting a GM and coach to be in lockstep. That's Bob in a car.
I actually thought that too, where, okay, this is the flag that goes up that says Chris Spielman is in the market for a GM spot. The first sign is obviously he's going to interview with the Jets. Now that, you know, Black Monday has passed, we could still see, you know, behind closed doors, there are phone calls that do happen. Hey, would you be interested if you wanted to come down to Jacksonville? Would you be interested if you wanted to come to the Raiders? Or, you know, anybody that has a head coaching, you know, job open that also has maybe retained their general manager, but they're thinking, well, if Chris Spielman is available, maybe we'd rather have him than who we already have. We could fire at any time.
Or it's one of these things where we like our GM, but we really like Ben Johnson, and we're willing to make a change at GM if it's what seals the deal to get Ben Johnson, because he is the hottest name in coaching right now. Let's get to Mike on a cell. Mike, you're on 97.1.
Gentlemen, how are you guys doing this morning?
Terrific.
So my point that I wanted to bring across was Dan Campbell's probably already has somebody in mind to replace these two. Ben Johnson was getting interviews last year, so he's already has somebody in mind. And I feel like we as Lions fans, we just got to pretend like we've been there before. Like, this happens every year. And when you go switch jobs, you get interviewed before you quit your job usually. So it's just a part of the way life goes. Like, they're going to get interviews. If they go, they go. There's going to be replacements. We're okay. We're still a good team. Like, we'll be fine.
Yeah, I think it's leadership malfeasance if you don't have a list of qualified or candidates that you would want to interview. If anybody on your staff, whether it's all the way from analyst to position coach to coordinator, and it would be the same thing for Brad Holmes and Sheila, while you are very comfortable with the fact that you've just given your head coach and your general manager extensions, you think they're going to be here for a while, you still have to do your due diligence. What if the unthinkable happens and you have an opening at that position? You have to have somebody in mind that you would at least want to interview, and it should be a list, a running list, because it's how you also evaluate what you're doing.
You know what just popped in my head? Didn't the Lions add a coach this last offseason, a highly respected, highly regarded coach?
A defensive line coach?
Right, and that's someone that Campbell had to have knowledge of outside of his bubble here in Detroit, and great coaches do. There's a respect for what others are doing out there, and I'm sure he has others besides Terrell Williams that if an opening was there on his staff, he'd have a list of phone calls he'd start making.
Or he's willing to say, you know what, there's somebody better than what I have. I, too, can make changes and say, you know what, hey, thanks for your time. It's been great. We want to improve at this position.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Let's give Joe in a truck a shot here. Joe, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I'm going to call and talk about the coordinators. If we were to lose, I'd be more upset if we lost Ben Johnson, because our personnel next year with Aiden Hutchinson coming back, I feel like someone like Rex Ryan could come in. I feel like they run the show pretty well. But I'd be worried about losing Ben Johnson just because of the chemistry he has with Jared Goff and the rest of the offense. I'd say that's kind of an issue.
Yeah.
Now, another name I want to bring up that we could lose is like a Ray Agnew in the front office.
Yes.
I'd be very concerned if we lost him, just because that's Brett Holmes' right-hand man.
Yeah, I was going to say, either his right-hand man or his left-hand man. I know, because Dizner also does a lot of cap stuff and is super important. Yeah, the people right next to Brad Holmes are also super important. Like, we think about the coaches because we see them more. The product on the field is closer to us. But, yeah, I think all these guys are going to be attractive candidates for openings. I mean, that's what happens when you are the gold standard. And that's what we're used to, right? The Lions being the gold standard, the envy of the league. Yeah. It's flattering is what it is. And just one last note, because people keep bringing it up. Why don't they just pay the coordinators more and keep them? I don't think they're opposed to doing that at all. And we saw that last year with Ben Johnson getting a healthy raise. I'm sure Aaron Glenn could get a pay raise to stay too. Those are not going to be the same as head coaching salaries. And even if they were, they don't come with the cachet, the responsibility, that head coaching role that a lot of these guys desire. Aaron Glenn, I think, would be a hell of a head coach from a temperament standpoint, from a leadership of men standpoint. And Ben Johnson has spoken about a desire to be a head coach. The money doesn't make him a head coach. So I think that only goes so far. Let's get to Heather with the news.
So a Clinton Township police officer is being called a hero after saving the driver of an SUV that ended up in a pond on New Year's Eve. So officers received this call about a vehicle that had driven into a retention pond at the Harbor's apartment complex. And when they arrived, they saw this SUV in the middle of the pond, and there was a driver sitting in the driver's seat. Of course, they tried to call to the driver to get out of the car while it was still kind of floating there. Driver didn't respond. So that's when an officer, without hesitation, just entered the freezing waters, swam out to the car. And again, the driver wasn't responding. It wasn't, he was responsive, but was not responding to the calls to get out of the car. So when the officer actually got to the car, it was almost fully submerged. He was able to pull the driver out of the car, stabilize him on a life jacket, and as soon as the driver was out, car sank to the bottom of the pond. So it was the right timing. He moved quickly. He knew what to do. And thankfully, he saved a man's life, which is incredible. As the wildfires continue to burn and just devastate several areas across Los Angeles, the NFL said it is monitoring the situation's potential impact on Monday night's wild card playoff game between the Vikings and the Rams at SoFi Stadium. So while the NFL is preparing for things, you know, as planned, there is an alternate site that has been locked down. So in the event that they're forced to move, which very well could be because the fire is burning very close to SoFi Stadium, they will play at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. There's not going to be a date swap. That's very unlikely because the winner will have to be playing again very soon. So,
not to play the role of John and ask a question that you might not have an answer to, but 0% containment.
Of like, certain fires. Like, there's so many fires. It's not one wildfire. There's multiple fires burning. Right.
And it's it's more the wind.
And the wind, I know, I just saw an article.
Why zero? Like, why can't they
because
get some level of...
Because it's spreading so fast. Yeah. It's just spreading so fast. I did see an article, I wasn't able to read it yet, but it said that the winds have died down a little. So they're hoping that they can get some containment on these fires now that the winds are not quite as strong. But that's what they're battling, and they're spreading quickly. Yeah. And these pop-up fires are popping up in other locations as well. Police say there is a strong possibility of foul play involved in the disappearance of that Warren mother who was believed to be at her ex-boyfriend's apartment before she went missing. We discussed her yesterday. Ashley Elkins, 30 years old, was reported missing on January 3rd after her family hadn't seen or heard from her since the following morning. Had left her apartment, said she was just going to go run some errands. And then there was some weird communication, text messages with the family that just seemed out of the ordinary. Police officers did execute a search warrant at the home of her ex-boyfriend. They say they found significant evidence and they recovered sort of whatever forensics that's now going to be looked at by Michigan State Police. They also recovered, like, I know they took the trash dumpster and things like that for evidence. So he was actually arrested. The ex-boyfriend was arrested. He will be arraigned this morning. You never want to hear that news.
No.
You can think it, I guess, when you hear all the details, but hopefully she is still okay. Someone in Macomb County, it's a whole lot richer. Starting the new year with a lot more money in their bank account, the Michigan Lottery announced that a ticket sold at a Shell gas station in New Baltimore won $1 million on Tuesday night's Mega Millions drawing. Pretty fun way to start the new year, right?
Yeah,
my goodness. So the lucky winner has 1 year to the date of the drawing to claim their prize, and hopefully they didn't throw away that ticket.
Yes.
It's Heather with the news. Some good news there.
Yeah.
Thursday touchdown is next. We have five straight days of playoff football, college football playoffs, NFL playoffs kicking off. And at 9:02, Dear John is back for the new year. It's 97.1.
When it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants bankers are attentive. They're going to sit down with you, ask you a bunch of questions, and then they're going to build a financial plan that fits your unique situation. How can I tell you they do this? It's because they did it with me. And when you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. They're also deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well. It's where they live and they work, and most of them have grown up here. They volunteer and donate to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of a 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.